Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your iPhone, iPad, MacBook, or Android smartphones. Find out what your gadget is worth and get cash to upgrade to the latest iPhone at Gazelle.com. Everyone, and welcome to episode 23 of i5 for the iPhone. And happy 2013 to all of you. To celebrate the new year, we're going to do something really special. We're going to run down 5 of the best iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks. Actually, that's exactly what we did last year, too. But this year is going to be more betters. Number 1. Let's start with Facebook's holiday gift to all of us, a standalone app called Facebook Poke. I know what you're thinking. Ugh, poking's the worst feature of Facebook. Why would we ever need a poking app? Well, let's take a look. You can indeed send a poke to one of your Facebook friends, but the bottom navigation bar also lets you send a thought, a photo, or a video to that friend. And here's the twist. Your note, your photo, or your video can be set to display for just 1 second, for 3 seconds, for 5 seconds, or a maximum of 10 seconds. After that, it self-destructs, meaning that that friend of yours has a very short window to absorb what you sent before it disappears forever into the ether. Now, you might be wondering why a company like Facebook, which is all about collecting and storing your data, would offer up this type of fleeting communication. Well, I know why. Because an app called Snapchat already exists with the same exact temporary media model, and it's really, really popular. People love Snapchat, especially teenagers. And some people like to call it the sexting app, the thinking being that if you sent a photo you know was only going to be seen for a couple of seconds, maybe you'd be tempted to get a little risque with your material. By the way, please don't ever do that. It's a really bad idea because screenshots still last forever. Anyway, Facebook has a history of copying features that other cool apps have so that you're less inclined to ever feel the need to leave Facebook at all. Facebook Poke rolled out right before Christmas. I spent about 3 days having some fun with my friends. And then that fun, it kind of wore off. If you're using Facebook Poke and you're absolutely loving it, will you let me know? Because maybe I'm just old-fashioned, but when it comes to things like love notes or photos or videos, I'm still really into saving them. Number 2. Are you an active uploader of videos to YouTube? It's hard to believe that you couldn't do this in the YouTube app until now, but with a new app called YouTube Capture, you can actually take a video, edit the video, and upload the video right from the palm of your hand. The layout is really, really nice. First of all, by default, the screen is locked to landscape, which keeps you from accidentally taking one of those upright videos that have the whole iPhone black bar nonsense that everybody makes fun of. I love that. Once you have a video, you can give it a title. You can choose whether or not to share your location information, make the video public or private, share not to just YouTube, but also Google+, Facebook, or Twitter. You can even clean it up a little with some color correction, image stabilization, a trim tool, even throw on some default YouTube soundtrack music. It's limited, but it's a nice feature. What's also nice is that you've already got videos that are hanging out on your phone, and maybe you've forgotten about them or you want to upload them to YouTube. That's easy too. You just choose one and you follow the steps again. YouTube Capture is a very nice app. If you take a lot of videos with your iPhone and you want them to live on YouTube, there's really no better app than this. And it's free, of course. Number 3, speaking of landscape mode, have I got a little fun game for you. I haven't done a game in a while. This game is called Hundreds, and it manages to be difficult, well-designed, and addictive. That's the makings for a good game. So here's how it works. You push and hold down on these little circles, and as you hold down on them, they grow in size, and their number grows too. The goal is to get to 100 collectively. Now, that seems really, really easy until you find out that if two circles touch while you're touching one, meaning that it's red, then you, my friend, are dead. Each level gets a little more complex as you work your way through the rounds. I thought it was really easy at first, and then I got stumped. The design on this game is insane. And by insane, I mean it's really, really beautiful. Kudos to Semi-Secret Software for making it. I love it. Now, if slick visuals and simple physics isn't worth $2.99 to you, then hundreds might not be your game, because that's how much this app is. For me, I love it. You kind of get into a zone, you're playing hundreds, you're trying to figure out the challenge, and after about level 10, the puzzles really start to become head-scratchers, and then you forget about all your actual real-life problems because you really need your circles to add up to 100. It's a great escape. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle. You want the new iPhone, don't you? If you don't have one, I know you want it because you're watching this show. Before you get the new one, make sure you sell your used phone to Gazelle for cash. Cash you can use to upgrade. Gazelle is simple and fast. You just go to gazelle.com, that's G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com, and then you tell Gazelle the condition of your phone. By the way, if you've got a phone in really bad condition, like a broken phone, they will buy broken iPhones for cash. Then you get a risk-free offer for your gadget, and that offer locks in a quote for 30 days. Once you get your new iPhone, you just ship your old one to Gazelle. They'll even pay for the shipping. They do it all. And then you'll get paid fast by check or PayPal. Go to gazelle.com now to get an offer for your iPhone. Remember, do it today because your iPhone may lose value every day that you wait. With Gazelle, you get paid in cash, and the payment is fast within a few days of the item being received. Paid almost $50 million to over 300,000 customers so far. People love Gazelle because it's easy. A fast process, no listing hassles at all. In fact, check out these products on the site. An iPhone 4, iPhone 3GS, iPhone 4S. You may very likely have those laying around your house, and you want the money for them, right? What's your iPhone worth? Take a minute and go to gazelle.com to find out. Sell your used iPhone today at gazelle.com. Number four, do you ever feel like taking a poll of all of your friends about a subject that you think a lot of people would have an opinion about? Like, for example, who should win the football game, the Niners or the Packers? Or maybe you're doing research for a project and you need a sample of people telling you what brand of shoes they like best. Polls are made for exactly this reason, right? Well, it's never, ever been easier with an app called Go Poll Go. You can create a poll about anything. You write out your question, a description if you need it, and the answers your poll takers have to choose from. Now, you don't have to tweet out this poll or post it to Facebook. Go Poll Go has its own internal feed. But you probably won't get a huge response. At least in my experience, it's better to share the poll where it'll get the most attention. More answers, better poll. You don't have to start your own poll, though. You can just go to Go Poll Go and take other people's polls. There's a featured poll feed as well as a recent feed. Now, some polls are clearly a lot better than others. It obviously depends on the person who made it. But if you find one that you want to participate in, once you vote, you can see the results. Go Poll Go has been around for a while, but this app is brand new, totally free, and looks really nice. I'm not convinced it's something I'd use that often, but hey, I suddenly have a built-in polling machine on my phone. What's not to like? Finally, we reached number five, and I kind of saved the best for last in this show because one of my very favorite photo collage apps, Diptych, that's D-I-P-T-I-C, has gotten a huge, huge, huge upgrade, and it's better than ever. The idea with Diptych is to fill pre-designated shapes with a group of pictures that complement each other, that go well together. And now, along with the standard geometric layout options, you have 100 new crazy layouts. You can choose multiple photos at once. That's new. Diptych did not used to allow that, so it's a lot less cumbersome to fill out your collage. You can also quickly swap two photos places by tapping them simultaneously. Very helpful. You can pull in photos from Facebook, from Flickr, from Instagram, anything on your camera or photo stream. You can mess around with your Diptych's joints, that's what they call them, and make your collage kind of awesome and strange. You can screw around with your border shape. And even, yes, even Diptych has rolled out its own set of photo filters. It's all the rage, you guys. Hey, you want your peace sign Diptych to look that much more like the 70s? You got it, dude. In all fairness, Diptych actually introduced photo filters back in June last year, so they've definitely beat a few other high-profile apps that have recently jumped on the filter bandwagon. Twitter. And if all that wasn't enough, when you've made the best diptych ever and you're ready to share it. Along with quite a few virtual options, you can choose to send a physical postcard to someone anywhere in the world. Can I just say how happy postcards make people? This would be a great little I'm thinking of you thing to send to your Aunt Claire next time you're on vacation with your iPhone. You don't even need a stamp. All right. I love diptych, obviously. It's always been a great utility to group photos together easily. And now it's all that plus major customization and new features too. And that's a wrap for this episode of i5 for the iPhone. If you'd like to auto-download this show every week without even having to think about it, you can go to twit.tv/i5 and hit that subscription button. That's where you'll find all of our app and story links, too. Email us feedback at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5. Or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you right here next week on i5.